Kalam chapter 6, mission 2, Aris shu yaitsamin hamadraga. If you've got an Aris projecting from a terrace. So what this case is you've got a field on the ground, and then coming up off the field is like a slope, right? A madraga, a slope. And built on the slope is a trellised vine. And the way this trellised vine is you've got like your vertical pole, and then you've got a horizontal pole going back out over the field, projecting back out over the field. So the vertical pole is on the slope, and then if you go out all the way over the horizontal pole, you now back out over the field, the field on the floor over there. And there's a vine over here that grows up the vertical and across the horizontal, so the vine is going to be overhanging the field below. And obviously the shaila is going to be, so can you plant in the field below? And if not, how far do you have to leave from this vine that's hanging over there? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Im oimed ba'aretz u'boitzer es kula. If you can stand on the ground and reach the grapes that are growing up above, then hareze oisa aba amos besade, then you have to leave 4 amos from the edge of the trellised vine. From the horizontal edge of the trellised vine, you've got to leave 4 amos, and from there, you can only start planting other kinds of seeds. But if not, if you can't reach the grapes from standing on the field, they're too high. They've gone up too high and you can't stand on the field and reach it. So then you're just not allowed to plant underneath the grapes. The minute you go out from underneath the grapes, you can then plant straight away from there because you can't reach the grapes by standing on the floor. Rebbe Elazar Omer, he says, Afanota achas ba'aretz v'achas b'madrega. Okay, so this is a change of topic. Now we're not dealing with a trellised vine. Now we're dealing with a normal vineyard. And he says, if you plant 2 rows of vines, remember 2 rows of vines on the floor constitute a vineyard. One's planted on the floor and one's planted on the slope. So do they combine together to form a vineyard or not? If the height of the one on the slope is 10 tfachim ha, 10 hand breadths ha, then ainu mistarefis imma, then they don't combine together. Vim lav, but if not, so it's less than 10 tfachim from the floor, hareizu mistarefis imma, then they combine together to form a vineyard, and you'd have to leave 4 amas if you wanted to plant other seeds over there.